Let's talk a little bit about parents using WeChat. Internet and social network used to be young people's new form of diary in which they can confide, but not anymore. Nowadays, more and more parents start to follow their kids on WeChat and check out their friend circle. Well, before asking the question, I should say that nobody should treat WeChat or social network as the new form of diary, whether or not their parents are spying or not, you know, period. Yeah. But do you think that, the whole parents getting involved in social media for their kids is heartwarming or annoying?
I think I'm a bit of like holding the middle ground here because I think it depends on whether you have a good communication channel or habit with your parents or not. And if not, then it could be the fault of both sides. And I think it's only sort of like a side effect that we see here when people are complaining that their parents are spying on them or something like that.
I think the issue is that parents are using this to intrude upon their children's lives, both in terms of, you know, when they're teenagers and still in school, but also as adults. Obviously they don't live with their parents anymore, but their parents follow them on WeChat or on Weibo, and then they actively comment, and maybe even get in touch directly. Like, you know, you post something at midnight, and then your parents call you and say, "Why are you still up?" You know, I think that's the biggest problem. And I think as a parent, you have to be very, very careful because that is damaging to the relationship with your children. Especially as they get older, they have a greater sense of autonomy. One of the reasons they moved out of the house is because they don't want, you know, you telling them what time to go to bed. And so I think on the one hand, it's important for parents to be involved in their children's lives. And more we're seeing that our lives are happening more and more online. And so as a parent, if I want to be involved in my child's life, you know, as much as possible, part of that is going to be involved in their life online. Mm-hmm. But like I said, there is that very, very fine line, difficult for many parents, I imagine, of, you know, when do you say something and when do you not? I think really if you want to know as much about what your kids are doing, don't say anything unless it's amazingly important.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I think it's probably a lifelong lesson for a parent to learn. Well, but on the other hand, I still sort of feel that for the children, if they are posting this stuff online, well, this is in your friend's circle on WeChat, and you know your parents are on the contact list, then, I mean, come on.
Why do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really that private. I think everybody's gotten that point by now. Yeah. So stop complaining now.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, you know, we heard the story yesterday of a kid who called the cops on his parents because he saw something that was posted on the friend circle and then said something about it or something like that. But I think, you know, but that's kind of like the fallacy of most social media is that somehow that, yeah, you are connected to your friends, but then what you're posting is somehow not public. And so really, I mean, if you're putting it on a social network, I'm sorry, you have no reasonable expectation of privacy there because it's basically broadcasting it to the entire world, even if that's not what you intended. Also, I mean, the great thing about WeChat now is maybe not before, but as soon as you add someone, add a contact, it'll give you an option just right there. Do you want them in your friend circle or not? And so, I mean, for kids who are worried about it, just turn it off.
And also, you can group the contact list, too. So you can only publicize the friend circle according to the group. So there are many ways to keep your parents in the dark, I guess. And also, I think another quite interesting finding is that this is according to a reporter in Chongqing interviewed 20 parents that who were born in the 1960s. And it says that 80% of the parents say that they open a WeChat account, use it only for spying on their kids.
Well,
I don't think that's true because there are so many parents, I think, or, you know, just people in their 40s, 50s. They are having their own fun with their own friends on WeChat. I think it's sort of an overstatement.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, my mother originally opened a Facebook account when it became available to her because it was universities, then it was high schools, then it was businesses, now it's just everyone. But she originally did that to keep an eye on me. I mean, she was actually very clear about it. She's like, look, you need to add me as a Facebook friend. And I think that kind of makes sense. And then, you know, I don't use Facebook anymore, but she uses it all the time. And so I think it might be a little bit of, you know, I'm going to start doing this because my kids are doing it. I need to make sure that they're safe. But actually, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. But, you know, all in all, I think this is just a discussion of generation gap. Only now it's being carried on to the internet sphere. You know, what's going on off the line is still going on online. You know, if you are a nagging parent offline,
right,
then you're still going to keep spying and keeping track of your kids online and keep yourself being unpopular.
Well, it's also, it's based upon the false assumption that, you know, just because my parents are old and don't use technology, that somehow technology is going to be a safe place away from them. And I think, you know, that type of idea is rapidly proving itself to be untrue.
Yeah. Also, I think, you know, WeChat, sometimes it can be a good connection tool between parents and children. You know, for
but
example...
But only if you're... me moving to China, email was supposed to be a great communication tool between me and my mom. I mean, we don't really email that often. You know, now we both have iPads and iOS devices. FaceTime was supposed to be a great communication tool. We talk maybe like once a month. So, I mean...
That's
you
your
know.
Fault.
Well,
it's not
it's
your mom's
so, but it's but it's exactly what you said before. I mean, it's just an offline relationship taken online.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think that we should necessarily say that just because we have something, that something is going to be better.
Right.
Yes, but I actually think WeChat and or Facebook, you know, whatever that can let other people see your current situation or status, I think that's good because you don't need to respond. You just want to be aware whether your kid is safe or not, right? So just don't say anything and just watch.
Yeah.
That's the best policy, I think. Just stay silent.